It's like we all woke up. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. To think that only last month, the CEO of United Airlines was named Communicator of the Year. Now, he's best known for the word reaccommodate, which I would define as forcible deplaning with extreme prejudice. He has since apologized, but the Twitterverse is not quite ready to forgive. United shares were down by over $1 billion for a while Tuesday, even though, if you're being completely objective about it, what happened was extremely rare. The New York Times says last year only about 40,000 people were bumped involuntarily out of 660 million total passengers. That's 0.006%. And to think that not so long ago, there was a time when no one would have believed this even happened. Have I told you, youngins, about the pre-iPhone days when people lived completely undocumented lives? Yes. Back then, all we had were eyewitness accounts, and I can safely say the eyewitness accounts of this would have been laughed off as wild exaggerations. It would have been dismissed the way all those stories of police knocking heads in certain neighborhoods were once dismissed. But now, we see everything. We see what reaccommodation looks like, and this was ugly. And you know what else? This touched people who thought they were protected from official violence. This video was telling a group of people who aren't used to being jerked around that they were not special. They watched it and they realized, this could happen even to me. They watched it and they suddenly woke up black. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.